Grossar, welcome to Tales of Wales. This is a Throwback Thursday episode, which when we look back through the vaults of our past episodes. So if you're a first-time listener and you're up to date with the most recent ones, this is a chance to go back to our old episodes. And you can find the link to the episode in the description of this episode. I've said episode a lot there. Or if you're a long-time listener...
Also, the clips we usually put are nothing to do with the title because it's just us talking shite. But it gives you a taster of what we're talking about.
We're re-recording this because you must have been sick of the three intros we've done for ages. So no further ado, here's this week's episode. Croeso, welcome to Tales for Wales, the podcast that will be given only about 50% of your attention this week because I'm currently watching the Wales game because I had to sell my ticket to my love of this podcast. And I got so much on at the moment that I actually can't do everything. And I have to put this podcast before my own fucking enjoyment. So you might notice that the kickoff's just started now. I had to sell my ticket to my mate and I can't do anything. It's about to start, Jack.
Are you looking all cross-eyed? You got one eye on the fucking pot and one eye just over on the.
Well,
or actually, knowing you, probably you both eyes on the air, and when I'll be talking to you, and you'll be going, yeah.
No, because I got carried away. I've got so much going on at the moment, and like I said to you, I've out of 9 days, I had one day where I wasn't doing anything. So after work, so it's all stressful. And tonight we're doing three episodes back to back because I'm really busy. Happens to be when Wales are one of the biggest matches for us. If we win, we're through to the Euros. But I just had to do it, and I didn't want to go down the stadium and get really smashed. Blah blah blah. Reasons aside, here I am. I'm staying in, but it means the game's on in the background. But I think it's going to be quite a cagey game and not too much action because people are both going to be quite scared. So you're fine, and I'm doing the second episode. Yeah. And
so many caveats. You're fine. Honestly, I am really paying attention. Like I would 100% rather be here than at the game. Yeah. Right. So just take that to the bank.
So you just might just hear me every so often shouting and screaming. And there's a guy on telly right now who's crying already. It's so funny. It is so funny when you just see like some grown men in their bucket hats crying. I'd fucking love it.
Love that shit,
how about that anyway? That was a bit of a ramble to begin with.
Sorry, mate, you caveat on it. I like it, you know, showing some responsibility, taking ownership.
Yeah.
What do you think of Penguin? And you're like, what?
Well, that's the thing. We either didn't do tonight and we'd have been behind, and we're a bit behind anyway, and we'd probably have to put some episodes back. Or we get me watching a bit of football and doing a podcast, which is like this should be pub atmosphere. We always say we try and recreate
exactly.
We?
It's like so. Because we did the classic thing, and we've been like ahead like three episodes for ages, the year so far.
Yeah,
and we in classic fashion we squandered it one time because we were like, we'll kick it for another
that
week.
Famous
kick it another
turtle
week.
And hare. We got fucked by a turtle, is it? Tortoise. We got fucked by something we didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, and now we're finally going. We need to right the ship before it capsizes on us.
So yeah, we're gonna honk out three stinkers in one go tonight, and then I haven't written an episode in ages because we did the Dr. Cymraeg one, and then we did the road trip one, and then you did the gods one. I've not written one in a month, so it was really fun to get back into it today. Did you feel the same?
I was thinking because like we've done the thing where we're 3 weeks ahead and we've just left it 3 weeks. Mm. It feels like we haven't done a proper episode in age. I think we did a lunchtime one the other day, didn't we?
Yeah,
the road trip one. But the lunchtime ones, they're great for like getting one in, but they're not like I don't count as a full pod record because we don't sit down with a bev or anything, do we?
Yeah. And what is your bev of choice tonight?
I'm on the Carlsberg. Carlsberg Pilsner.
I'm on the combo. Pilsner. I'm on Carlsberg and I'm on Carlin.
Oh, the two C's, the big C's.
Mm. Ah, delicious. You got any gales to anecdote us with? No, fuck's sake, anecdotes to regale us with. I'm being quite formulaic because I can't try and do any segues today because I'm also so nervous about this match. So
I cannot do riffs tonight. It's not
we haven't got up in ages, have we?
I don't think so. No, it's been a while. Mm. We were meant to catch up with the other half, the old ball and chains.
Yeah, the old ball and chains.
The other day. But yeah, we ended up not doing that. You two were sick doggies, weren't you?
Yeah, but I think everyone I know has been like pretty ill recently. And
loads of people.
Yeah, but it's, do you know what, like, you do have plans and all this stuff, and but then when you're both poorly and you both go, oh, well, should we just stay home and both just get like a Domino's? Mm. Even though you feel like shit, there's something like glorious about like calling sick to work when you're actually sick and like just being allowed to do nothing because you're not well. It's, God, what I'm saying is I want to be like, I want to have some kind of horrific disease or I no longer have to work again.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
I'm so done with work. We keep doing the lottery at the moment because I can't see my life working.
Spending every bean you have on the lottery in just that vain hope. Yeah. I actually have got, I remember my mortgage advisor when I first got my, not this place, but my flat, you know, you used to have a flat down in Cardiff. Yeah. He like talked me into, I say talked me in, it didn't take a lot. He talked me into getting like this, it's insurance where if you can't work anymore for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah.
Just the insurance will pay out for like your living costs.
Yeah.
And it's all he said, all he needed to say was like, I think he said something like, and then if you, you know, if you have some sort of debilitating disease or something like that, you never have to work again. That first part just like fucking was white noise. I didn't hear any of that. I just, you'll never have to work again. And yeah. I was like, how much a month? Go on then. I'll do that.
Me and you hate having to do things, don't we? It's just surprising we haven't bothered starting a podcast.
I know, it's like, luckily the pod hasn't fallen victim to that same thing, you know, where it's like, if you have to do something, it's no longer fun anymore, is it? But I think it's because it is such a laugh when we do it.
I mean, it'd be hard for us to be like, oh, what, I have to get drunk and talk about my country
my mate, we're getting pissed, rubbish. Can't I do a classic 9 to 5 in an office, for fuck's sake?
I was going to say, have you finished your weekly anecdote?
Oh, go on, you go ahead. I can circle back if need be.
I was just going to say that, talk about like mobility and like, you know, being ill. it reminded me, I think I told you, but I got a sponsored post like so like if you're on Instagram or Facebook, whatever, you get sponsored posts, like adverts based on kind of what your characteristics are and like what your, you know, so if I wanted to, when we do adverts for Tales of Wales, you might've seen it because you have an interest in Welsh history and you search for stuff or you interact with stuff that is Welsh history based. I got a fucking tailored advert for sumo wrestling and to become a sumo wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
I was so hungover. I was so fucking like, what a way to knock your confidence. And I literally text Emma, my partner. I was like, we're going on a diet. We are not having this. Yeah. It was so upsetting. My algorithm doesn't think I'm going to be a football player, not even a rugby player. So you're going to be a sumo star.
Meta's AI has fucking assessed your lifestyle and gone, this is the most appropriate advert to send him.
Yeah.
So I was telling, this is actually relevant to something that's been going on with me lately as well. I was telling Amy about it the day, right? Something popped up. I was just scrolling through Instagram. You know, when you sit down, you have a couple of scrolls through the reels and then you find like, I don't know, half an hour's gone.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
I was just scrolling. And this one thing happened, right? And it was a woman was there and she just full on pulled a tit out. Right, to do like breastfeeding. And I was like, what's this? But I went, hang on a minute. And I looked and I was looking and the baby's fake. The baby's completely fake. It's like a doll. And I was like, the baby's a doll. And then I was like, and I was like, looking at the comments and stuff. And it was like, and like the caption and everything like that. And it was like saying, oh, it's educational. That's why I'm allowed to get the tit out, sort of thing. And I was like,
stop saying tit. I was like, what's going on here?
I know, but I was like,
is it like an OnlyFans thing to get past the?
Well, yeah, yes, exactly that. I was like, you know, the red lines on the wall, you know, like sort of fathoming out the thing. I finally got to it, and it was like, I went to a profile, and then it was like, oh yeah, check out my OnlyFans.
Yeah, the old spicy jalapeno thing. They always put next to it. They always put like a chili next to it.
Yeah, a little chili, a little firecracker, and they Yeah, so they've circumvented, like, the kind of algorithm that censors this stuff.
Do you want to know? Right?
But because I spent so long looking at it again and again and again and clicking all the links and shit like that, right? I get so many of those in my feed now. You know, you click the search bar.
Well, I was going to say,
sponsors, I got so fucking many of them.
If you go to, if you go to your For You page or your search, so where you put the magnifying glass, it gives you like a collage of, like, say, 20 videos. Based on your algorithm. So my top four here is that Bobby guy, that Chinese, or that like Korean guy called Bobby, he's eating a hot dog, Bob Mortimer, some UFC, some food cooking and all that stuff. But my friend in work, because I said that is the most like telling page to see what you go on to. And they say it like as a partner test. So if you're with your partner, you should give them your phone and say, look at my For You page and see what I've been looking at. And we went on his and it was just tit central. Every single post was just like some OnlyFans.
I've had to make a conscious effort lately to click on anything that's non-tick based on it to like try and get right the ship of the algorithm.